whether you're getting away or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello, Australia, and welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hey,
how are you?
Good. How are you?
Wow, yes. Bathurst never fails to deliver.
Yeah.
So much fun watching from the couch. Not as much fun if you're in it. It's all happening. We're going to speak to a couple of the big guns. We're going to speak to Dick Johnson from the winning team and our own Dave Reynolds, who finished a very creditable fifth.
It was.
I'd like to get that wide range of opinion.
Yes,
on one of the most controversial finishes to a Bathurst in modern memory. What a day.
It's always a good day. It was a big motorsport weekend, though, wasn't it? You've got Grand Prix, you've got everybody's just couch ridden.
It's all happening. Let's change the pace up after that.
All right, let's do that.
We're going to look at a bit of nude news.
What's nude news?
Well, there's a nude bar that's being mooted to open in Sydney.
Yeah.
In WA, they've gone berserk and they've banned bikinis at Adventure World. I would have thought that would really be part of the adventure.
That's where you bring it all out.
Well, get to the bottom of all that.
We might look at the climate protesters and how they finished up.
I can't take them seriously now. Well, I've tried, and I'm on board, by the way, with the message. But these guys,
I'm on board, but once I've seen them disco dancing and juggling.
Wait till you see what they got up to on Manly Beach.
Okay, excellent. We have got one of my favourite Australian bands of all time, Grinspoon.
I love Grinspoon.
And they are going to play live one of my favourite songs, Chemical Heart, because it's the Chemical Heart tour around the country.
We should see if they'll take you on tour. What's your band's
Please
name?
Don't ask, it's embarrassing.
Harley Strung's.
I haven't played
for a long
time. I
give you my word, I won't bring it up.
I promise.
Hey, your mate Tom Gleisner is in.
Yes, he is. He's the host of Have You Been Paying Attention? Yeah. And you're on it tonight.
I'm on, finally. Because they won't have me on. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed. Mm-hmm. You must have done something to upset Tom. Let's ask him.
I Call Bullshit is up and running. It's Monday. Have you got a teaser for us?
I do have a teaser. Terry Irwin stole my son.
Sounds good to me.
That's
we'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to Wade.
Oh, yeah, there's lots.
But I always like to check in on a Monday and find out how we all went on the weekend.
Yeah. I had a pretty good weekend, but it was busy, family busy. And then, of course, on the couch with Bathurst.
Bathurst.
And then a bit of a girls get together.
For an afternoon
of downloading.
Downloading rosé.
Well, yeah, that was.
I would have thought.
We ran out of rosé and we had to go to Chardonnay.
Good Lord. Oh, the horror.
Jeez.
It's just disruptive.
See, Dave, that's what you do when you want to treat someone. What did you do? Buy a
washing machine. Yeah.
I beg your pardon?
Well, bought a washing machine on the way. What's so weird about that?
Is that a birthday present for your wife?
Well, she did complain that when she was doing the washing on the weekend.
Dave.
You did have a washing machine that had carked it and that was very old.
On its way out, yeah.
So as a romantic gift.
Cost me $760, so there you go, sweetheart.
Was that a Fisher & Paykel?
No, it was an LG.
Electronic. You know that you can now, if you want anything else delivered to your wife
tell me
down that alley.
A birthday present.
No,
that
it was a combined present for both of us.
Combined present?
It's an essential item. You've got to
I'm asking
it.
You to what? Confirm for me you did not buy your wife a washing machine for a birthday present.
But I will say, I'm the type of woman who would appreciate a good white good product.
What man is bold enough to try and get away
with that? Well, I've told you. Dyson is my dream product.
This thing, you can download an app and you can even set the cycles from your phone. So you can, like here at work right now, I could pop in, you know.
But your wife still has to put the washing in.
Sure, you've got to do all that.
And bring it out and put it on the line.
Yeah, but I could still start it from my phone. That's nuts.
Dave, you're
technology.
On very thin ice.
You are.
Is all I'm saying.
I'll tell you what I'm excited about. What? I heard today that Bunnings is possibly it's going to home deliver.
Oh.
Bunnings, home deliver.
Is it going to home deliver or is it click and collect? Oh, might have been led astray
here.
Might
have gone too early.
Might have gone too early. It's going online.
Yeah.
It's launching a digital platform. So you can, you can shop from home and have items delivered to your doorstep. So now my life's perfect. I can get IKEA now delivers.
Yeah.
You can get Uber Eats. You can get Bunnings.
Yeah.
But you don't get the experience of going, you know.
What about this?
I just get cranky old people saying, Well, I wouldn't know how that works. I don't know what all that is.
Hang on, you know, they go to the people who work at Bunnings.
Oh, gee. They talk them up.
Oh, jeez.
I know, it's
they're the most knowledgeable people
and
on
boy,
earth.
And boy,
they're nice
bang
and they're
on.
Helpful.
Yeah, well, I go, hurry up, speed up, come on. I haven't got all day. Don't need to hear about your family.
Will they home deliver my hot dogs?
Oh, yeah, sausages.
Oh, your sausages.
The sausages.
If yeah. you get so if home, I, yeah, if you if get.
I've ordered home delivery, I'll have the bunk beds. Mm. I get yeah. me the
tin of paint,
and I want a tin of
and
paint,
a barbecue.
And I want and a barbecue, and I want sausages on it.
No, but you can get Woolworths online; they'll do that for you. And then you've got
a lot. Woolworths online. I want Bunnings to be my one-stop shop. What about this? I move into Bunnings. I take it down and set up my bedroom.
Well, the boys will be happy there because they've got the play centre at Bunnings.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's what they see it as. That's what they see it as.
Do you think I'm? Do you think I'll just take that back? Do you think that was a bit rude?
I think you're a bit rude about Bunnings stuff. And
yeah,
I know.
All I do is try and help. Yeah. Have you got the Bunnings theme song with the?
I've got it here. Stand by.
Yes. Oh, I love it. This is the best lead guitar break ever. And if we should get Grinspoon to play this, play the Bunnings.
Yes.
Theme music.
Well, Phil Jamison's voice is so good. He could just do.
Have a listen to Rockin' Out.
Yeah.
So you bite it off a bat. Bang.
This is an Australian anthem.
It is.
It's right up there with Back in Black.
Okay.
Oh, man. It's been a long weekend, everybody.
All right.
If you're just tuning in. Hey, when we come back, Dick Johnson and Dave Reynolds to talk about
the big race.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
What a year for Team Penske. 26-year-old Kiwi Scott McLaughlin wins the Super Cheap Auto Atlas 1000 of 2019.
Eyes in tears.
This is a life-changing moment for this young Kiwi.
I can't believe I won the bloody Bathurst 1000. Put so much pressure on ourselves to make this a good one, and we made a bloody good car. Dreamt about standing on that roof, and this guy, he was unbelievable today.
It's magic, magic.
There it is. It was all happening on the mountain yesterday. We'll catch up, possibly, with those guys later. But first up, our very own. He started 22nd on the grid. He finished 5th. That was a good drive.
It was an amazing drive, considering what he and his teammates have been through with that car since Thursday.
It's been a bit of a rocky ride.
Oh, my God.
A very creditable finish by our own Dave Reynolds. How are you, Dave?
I'm pretty spent, thanks.
Fair call, mate.
And, Dave, we appreciate you talking to us,
we
and
do.
It must be hard to listen to that as you hear Scotty McLaughlin come through.
Yeah, it's not the best. You want to hear your own name, but oh well.
Well, you have done it, and you just, you know, it's unusual that people go back to back to back to back. But Thursday was a bit of a nightmare for you guys. Can you talk us through what happened?
Yeah, it was a bit of a nightmare. It wasn't planned. Luke on his third flying lap put it in the fence like at 200 k's an hour and basically wrote the thing off, and the crew had to work like all the way through the night, literally all the way through the night. To rebuild it and put it on the track.
And I don't mean to be naive, but do you have all those parts available ready to go to rebuild, or do you have to call in any bits from anywhere?
Yeah. No, they had everything as spares. Like, they had to cut bits out of the car and weld new bits in.
Oh, my God.
It was a really big job, huge job.
But that said, you would have seen the funny side that night, wouldn't you? You
would have been funny side is that?
Sit down having a laugh. Where are you as we speak, can I ask?
Well, I literally just got back to Melbourne about an hour ago.
What have you been doing?
I drove from Bathurst this morning to Melbourne.
Hope you weren't holed up behind the safety car.
Too soon?
Is it too soon? We're going to play you the commentary of her controversial ending, and that's, I think, specifically affected you and your standings in the pecking order. Here we go.
The yellow flags are out. You can't pass, and he's backed them up so hard.
If you do that to the field, then you could end up with a pretty severe penalty if he is, in fact, backing them up.
Total gamesmanship. Total team order.
Speak freely, but to my uneducated eye, it didn't seem fair to me. It seemed like they were exploiting the position for their own ends. Discuss.
So basically, in a
diplomatic way?
Yeah, that's called match fixing.
Okay.
That's right.
But
well, like they sacrifice people in their team to get an upper hand for their other car, because that affected my race, because at that time we had enough fuel to jump.
To finish the
Scott.
Mm, yeah.
There was about three or four cars that had enough fuel to jump Scott. They would have known that, so they instructed Fabian to hold everyone back so they wouldn't lose their position on the track.
Okay, well, rules change to stop that from now on?
Well, now the rules are already in place.
That's right.
Okay.
So they're actually now saying that there was a problem with Coulthard's car. Are you buying this?
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all.
After, well, he was behind me like a few laps later, and he had that much engine power, it was ridiculous. It was like a great white shark in my rear mirror, like hunting me down the straight. So
hunting you.
For me.
But that might have spurred you on. And, you know, you started 22 to finish at fifth. Yeah. What's the mindset you have to do? What, I mean, you're such a skilled driver. How do you do that? How do you gain ahead of everybody?
Well, we had, like, really good strategy. Our car was pretty ordinary at the start of the day, but as the track sort of rubbered in, so as the, you know, tyres went down, more rubber on the track, my car sort of come a bit better, and by the end of the day I wasn't too bad, so I had enough pace to sort of push on, and our strategy was working really well up until sort of till that point.
Sorry, Dave, I want to go back to this. I don't want to let it go. So there is an inquiry now into the finish, and you've got to say, it's such a fantastic day, it's such an epic race, it takes forever. To see it decided by 0.06 in dubious circumstances feels like as exciting as it was, it doesn't feel right. What's the best outcome? I mean, they're not going to take the... is there any circumstance under which they would strip him of his...
Honestly, I have no idea. They possibly could, because it's pretty blatant bad, and it affected a lot of the other teams down pit lane. It affected my day, affected probably three or four other cars. So, you know, if that didn't happen, it could have been an even better race towards the end. He still could have won, but you know, he would have had to fight a bit harder for it.
What about Fabian Coulthard? Is he personally in this one? Is it team orders, so he has to do what he's told? Mm. So
he's instructed by the team. He's paid by the team, so he basically has to do what he.
I'm interested to know how he's feeling right now. Mm. That would be
he'd be feeling terrible. It'd be a horrible position to be in. I think he's copping a lot of slack online, but.
Yeah.
No, I think that should be directed towards the team, not so much him.
We know how mentally draining it is to drive all that time, but can you guys all, you know, relax a bit, let your hair down last night?
Not really, because I had to get up super early and drive, but you know, we've got a race in 2 weeks at the Gold Coast, so you can't go too hard.
Yep, you've got to keep it together.
All right, mate. Well, thanks. You sound a bit flat, as you would be after an epic day like that. Mate, congratulations again. It was a great drive. And I'll be following this keenly.
Me too.
It doesn't seem quite right.
I'll be following it too.
Hey, what's your best possible finish? They won't change the order, will they?
I could come fourth.
That's so close to the podium. You can see it from there.
We're leaving on a positive, Dave.
Good on you, Dave.
Dave Reynolds.
Love you, mate.
And thanks
good
for speaking
you.
To us. We understand it's a big day for you. Thanks, mate.
Appreciate it. See you guys.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy. She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
Grinspoon coming up soon, by the way, playing live on Kennedy Molloy.
Cannot wait.
Minutes away.
Okay. Matt and Gary seen at Channel 7.
What?
Oh.
Have Matt Preston and Gary Meehan been seen at Channel 7? What is going on? Will My Kitchen Rules be back next year? Will there be a new show next year?
Jeez.
Will it go, if there is a new show with Gary and Matt, will it go up against MasterChef?
Well, you've got a lot of questions there.
Yeah.
Have you got any answers?
And can they do a new show? Because there was a particular clause in their Channel 10 contract that stops them, you know, like when you take over a new business or you move, that you can't...
Thought if you get... You can't set up across the road. You can't...
Okay, so can they actually work?
Well, if they got sacked, I would have thought.
Yeah.
They didn't get sacked. Their contract was not renewed.
Well, then there's no contract.
Where's George?
Where's George?
George is running his restaurants and looking after everybody.
Collecting protection money.
No, he's not. But I did hear that Matt Preston has denied this, but
you
deny,
can you get Matt on the show?
Because
when you say you hear that, you spoke to Matt.
I didn't speak to
you
him.
You speak to him all the time.
I beg your pardon.
You do.
See him at school plays.
You do. You hang out together.
No, I don't really.
Thick as thieves.
Oh, my God.
Preston. So what do you know?
I know what I read.
So what you're saying is no comment.
No comment.
No comment.
I blacked out.
So it's your own showbiz segment and you're sitting on news that you're not prepared to deliver.
I have to get
this
some
is the
more,
worst
I, no,
showbiz segment
I just
I've ever
have
heard.
To confirm with some of my sources.
So they were seen at Channel 7.
That's what I've heard.
Right.
And they were trying to keep a low profile, but how can you when you walk into Channel 7?
What are they up to? Well, what other shows are on at Channel 7?
Oh, Sunrise.
The Front Bar.
Probably there to eat the cash cow for Matt Preston. Front Bar, how dare you? But, mate, he could sit in for me, Matt Preston.
He could sit in for
and
you.
When I take a week off,
okay,
and
look
no
out.
One would know. And
well,
no one would
well,
know.
Well, I would say James Warburton, the new CEO, he's doing a big
Warbo,
cleanup.
I call him.
Warbo,
oh.
Just be careful because he's swiping out whole departments.
But he's new boss.
Is he?
He's got
a broom
rid of
that joint.
Sunday.
Yes.
He's got rid of the publicity department. Careful what's on his list next.
Wow,
I'd be very, very nervous.
Sit on your helmets over there at Channel 7. All right.
Here's a happy one for Ash Barty. So she's a really great Australian tennis player and represents Australia well. She's the type that we like.
When you say that, it makes me think you're about to give her a whack.
No, I'm not.
Because you go, but.
No, because Vegemite has announced it is continuing its sponsorship of Ash. And they're going to put out a
what do you mean, continue? They haven't been a sponsor.
They have.
Seen anything like it.
Yes, they have. And they're now going further and they're putting out Bartymite.
Really?
Limited edition.
What's in Bartymite?
Yeah, what's different?
It's called Bartymite. It's just a different name, but it's Vegemite.
Do you know what? That's going to what I'm going to serve at my Barty party. I'm going to have a Barty party.
You want to do that?
I want to have a Barty party and serve Bartymite.
Why not?
I'll be serving that with Mickey Mite.
No, thanks.
Come on, Vegemite.
Are you a world champion? I don't think so. You've got to really have done something
champion.
For this country.
Define what it is to be the best at what you do.
Well, what about this? Hey. Celebrity superfans are going to extremes to get anything they can from their favourite celebs.
Like what?
Well, they're not posters. They're not wardrobe items.
They're bodily parts most of the time.
Well, Bill Shatner's kidney stone.
How much would you pay for that?
$25,000.
What?
Yeah, he sold his own kidney stone. Oh,
wouldn't that be great
bizarre.
For $25,000?
He sold it himself.
If I bought that, I'd put it somewhere prominent. I'd have that on the desk, or I'd have it. I can't in my hand, like one
like
of those executive
worry beads.
Toys, like a worry bead.
All right,
it'd be a talking point. What's that? Oh, that's Bill Shatner's kidney stones.
Like, what about this?
What?
Elvis Presley's soiled underpants.
All right.
Well, I think there's a few of those floating
around. The last bid of $9,000 was rejected by the seller because he wanted $12,000. How about Queen Elizabeth Snickers?
Would you put them on? Like if you bought Elvis's
soiled
underpants, would you?
No. Terrible. What about Queen Elizabeth?
Would you put them on, stand in front of the mirror going, hey, baby.
How soiled, though? I mean,
soiled? What are you talking about? A skid mark?
They are unwashed briefs.
Has he been wedgied? Maybe he's just been wedgied.
They say here that there are blotted...
Small urine stain on the front.
He's
I'll tell you. Blotted sweat stains in the gusset.
Yuck. It's revolting.
We've all got those. Wearing a pair right now.
There's another word I don't like, gusset. Queen Elizabeth Snickers, speaking of gusset,
yes.
$19,000.
Hers
John Lennon's
just goes over that. Hers would be on the Bugle by now too, I would have thought.
They look very ye olde worldly.
And if I had a Victorian era, that'd be pretty large. Like, that'd be neck.
Yeah.
Why would you?
John Lennon's too.
Have they suddenly just come on the market or who's been sitting on
those? People have been holding on to them for ages. Scarlett Johansson's used tissue.
I'm not joking. Huge
sold for $6,500 from the film The Spirit, a tissue she used to blow her nose with during a chat show promotion. Pardon me. A chat show promotion sold for more than $6,000. The mucus and lipstick covered tissue was put in a bag, signed by the actor before it was flogged on eBay.
How much?
That's $6,000.
And worth every penny to me.
Really? To you?
Yes,
you're a freak. Well, you love her.
I think she's extraordinary.
You love her.
I sat next to her at the Chateau Marmont And then Larry David came in, and I was more starstruck by him.
Oh, yeah.
Larry David came in, and I had Scully Hansen on one side and Larry David on the other. And Larry David...
You didn't know who to turn to.
Whiplash.
Well, yeah. The last one...
He's the funniest man I've ever heard in real life.
Oh, no kidding.
The way he talks.
Just going...
Really?
Yeah.
The last one I've got is Britney Spears' used pregnancy test, which is terrible. It means they must have got it out of her rubbish bin. Mm. Sold for $7,400.
Wow. So it's obviously a positive. Is it a positive
must
test?
Must have been. Ah, yes. Mm. Yes.
Why would women? Would women keep that stuff generally?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh, yes. I think I've kept a few.
Did you keep yours?
Yes, I did. Because it's a miracle when it happens.
Would someone like to buy one?
No.
Give us a call.
I know. Oh, Jane's I'm not pregnant. Selling Jane. My Come used on. Pregnancy test.
$6,000? You can make it right now.
Come on.
Let's start the auction.
No.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
No, I'm not selling them.
Give us a call, 133353, if you've got something from a celebrity or something famous or like John
something.
Lennon's plectrum or
have you got
anything, David?
I don't think I've bought anything on auction, no. I've been given gifts from bands and things over the years, but I've never paid for them.
You've hoarded it, have you?
Beg your pardon?
You've hoarded.
You've got Bob Hawke's barbecue. We bought it for you.
Bob Hawke's tongs and old chopping board I've got. Yeah. Robert Allenby's golf clubs.
Allegedly, there's no... Yeah. Well, we'll come back
all right,
talk
give
about
us a call.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy here, Grinspoon not far away playing live. Then Tom
Cannot
Kleisner
wait, setting up.
Yep, it's going to be big. Yes. Great band, good Aussie rock.
I was talking about celebrity items that people buy that are not the likely
They're not
ones.
Designed to be a collector's
no,
item.
No, you wouldn't have thought.
You wouldn't have thought Scarlett Johansson's used tissue would be worth $7,000 or that Bill Shatner's kidney stone would be worth $25,000.
Yeah, no,
or Britney Spears' used pregnancy test would be of any use to anyone.
And then who would keep a pregnancy test?
Who can, apparently Jane Kennedy does, and she's prepared to sell you
one. No, I'm not. And I might
Did you have them marked for which kids they
were? Yeah,
we do.
Yes.
Right. What about the twins?
Yeah, that was came up glowing.
Can I ask, were they all happy occasions?
Of course they were.
No! No! You come running out of the bathroom and throw it at your partner and you go, well, I hope you're happy. And
some came up earlier than others. You can tell very early these
Do you know
days.
What? That'd be a good gallery exhibition from you one day. You know, people are always asking to donate stuff, but if you walked in a gallery.
Like an installation.
Like if we're into Mona.
Women's pregnancy
and
tests.
And I just saw yours, Jane Kennedy, and it was just five sets of pregnancy tests. Mm. I'd go, oh, I'd pay top dollar for that.
Really?
Yep.
It's pretty weird.
Okay. You're right.
I'm right. Hey, let's go and find out what you have collected, if anything's a bit odd. Hello, Hannah.
Hannah,
what did you get?
back yonks ago, while Tim Friedman was still drinking red wine and playing at the
Tim Friedman
stores,
of the Whitlams, of course, yep.
Of the Whitlams, yes. Saw them down at the cool store with the creepy one out the front and then hung around and pinched his wine glass off his piano, smuggled it out.
Like, he's the creepy one.
Did you take it home? Have you still got it?
I've still got it.
It's you have
like
not.
Four houses with me.
Hannah. Do you have you put
it's
initials on the
houses?
So you know people don't throw it out, or how do you keep it?
Oh yeah, no, it's sacred. It's packed away. It's safe as houses.
It's sacred.
Very at the moment now.
Oh my
I'll give you,
god!
I'll give you $50 for it.
$50. I don't think it's going to take more than that to clean it. It's foul.
Okay. Good on you, Hannah. Thanks for that. Let's go to Lee from Carlton.
Hi there.
Yeah, is it Leah?
What have you got, Leah?
I have Gay Waterhouse's Chanel reading glass.
What?
Good get.
Good get.
That
how did you
is
get
a
those?
Good get.
Did she, was it when it was put down your glasses at the racetrack? And,
2004 Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, and what was it? Describe how you got them.
They were just left on the seat and collected.
Leah, that's hilarious.
Yoink, well done,
Thank
Leah.
You.
I like your style.
Okay, let's go to Mark. G'day, Mark.
How you going?
Yeah,
How
good.
Are you,
hey,
Good, good.
What do you got?
Okay, I got a pick from Ace Frehley's concert.
Oh,
after he did a guitar solo.
Yeah.
Threw in the crowd and I got it, yes.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's framed. And I also I got a selfie with Andre Rieu when he was in concert in Australia. I walked up to him, said hello, shook my hand, I said, can I get a photo? No problem.
But, Mark, were you going to an Andre Rieu concert or you just saw him in the street?
No, I saw him down at
Is that the guy?
We got a prize. We don't have the big cash prize this week, but we've got a brand new DeWalt 18-volt brushless hammer drill kit. It's worth $500.
Hey, frame that, Mark. Put that on your wall.
You get in store now. Trade up. DeWalt guaranteed.
Photo with Andre Rieu.
That's bizarre.
I'm conflicted. I'd have him in a headlock.
Yes.
All right.
Let's go to Lee.
Lee.
Hello, Lee. How are you going?
Hi. Good, thank you.
What have you got up your sleeve?
I have a signed Michael Jackson LP from The Thriller, and it's framed and got the certificate of authenticity and a photo too.
So Lee, how
old? I'm moonwalking right now.
Yeah. How old were you when you got it?
I was 30.
Oh, that's okay.
That's right. Phew. Have you had it valued at all? Or?
No, I'm open to offers, Mick.
Oh, right. Signed Thriller album. No. That's good.
You don't want to part with that. You want to keep that.
Yeah, no, it's very sweet.
That was the good old days.
All right,
Thank you, Lee.
Steve's on the line. Steve, what have you got?
I haven't got it, but my best mate has got Dennis Dilly's jock strap.
Jeez.
Now.
That should be in a museum.
That should be
in a museum next to Farlap's heart.
Wow.
That should be.
Come on, Aussie, come on.
That should be behind glass.
Yes.
That is a sacred item.
Should be. You're right.
That's better than Elvis's soiled underpants, yes, as far as I'm concerned.
Wow.
Dennis Lilly's jockstrap.
You don't know how he got it?
I don't, but he's got it framed and signed on his wall.
And signed?
Wow. Yes.
Oh, well, he's got a good sense of humour, Dennis, has he?
Was it on when he signed it? Or?
Yes.
Hey, we'll come back and take some more calls. 133353. We're enjoying this. What have you got crowbarred from a celebrity or paid for?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
With 7 albums and more than 1,000 gigs to their name, one of Australia's great live bands, Grinspoon, are back on the road touring nationally, playing all their greatest hits through till November. It's the Chemical Heart Tour. Playing dates in Melbourne, Canberra, Wollongong, Hobart, Adelaide, Newcastle, Sydney, Gold Coast and Brisbane. Head to grinspoon.com.au for dates and ticket info. And right now, Phil, Pat, Joe and Christian join us to perform their classic from 2002, Chemical Heart. Please welcome to the show, Grinspoon.
Every time I get started, you pull me up high. can get started. Chemical heart. Every time I get started, you pull me apart, yeah. For a ride and you need to get out, my friend. You spend all your time just walking around instead. Like black roses, somebody to hold for them. For them. Can't get started. Chemical heart. Every time I get started, pull me apart. Can't get started. Chemical heart. Every time I get started, you pull me apart, yeah. I can't get started. Chemical heart. Every time I get started, you pull me apart. I can't get started. Chemical heart.
Live on Kennedy Malloy, the Chemical Heart Tour is coming all over Australia. The Forum in Melbourne tomorrow, then on Wednesday, then Canberra, Wollongong, Hobart, Adelaide, Wollongong, Newcastle, Sydney, Broadbeach, Brisbane, and more. And we've got Pat and Phil joining us in studio right now from Grinspoon. Just an amazing performance.
Hey, guys.
Chemical Heart was
Phil,
just amazing.
Oh, my
very
God.
Well, thank you.
Top shelf.
Yeah.
Thank you. Top shelf.
That sounds so great in our little studio setup we've got here.
The full band and
compact.
The full rig. You've made an effort. We're really happy to have you. Thank you
very much for having us.
Oh,
we're happy to hear you back on the road, too.
We are. Why has it been so... Why have you taken a hiatus? Why are you back on the road now?
Oh, it was a really good question. We went out on a tour in 2017 and kind of celebrated our first album. It was kind of like this full 90s nostalgia trip,
yes.
And it was specifically that material.
Yes.
And so this time we wanted to like maybe go play a bit more of our material out of our seven albums.
Sure.
So we're kind of doing a bit more of a broader, inclusive tour, which a lot of songs weren't played earlier.
A lot of stuff we haven't played before in a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff off our second album, Easy, which is turning 20
Your
next year.
Your fans will love that. Is it 20 years?
it's been ridiculous.
I can't believe that. I remember when you guys started.
So did I.
These guys are amazing.
Hey, are you really going to, Phil? I know that you love putting in extra effort with, you know, production and being a bit creative. That's sort of...
The last tour we were able to like have some fancy tricks, and tomorrow night at the Forum in Melbourne we're going to have some fancy tricks as well. But I kept on going, can we have this? And they're like, no, we can't afford it. I'm like, can we please have this? So
does it involve going to Spotlight and getting stuff?
Maybe not for me though. But yes. there are some tricks. There are some bells and whistles.
That's like writing film scripts. Yeah, like the scene you'll write will be set at the Melbourne Cup, and by the time it gets to film, it'll be a story in a bar being told about what happened at the Melbourne Cup. You've got to dial it down. Do you still get a buzz? How's touring changed for you over the years? Because it would have been young and fun and crazy and Triple J days. And
it was
do you still get the same buzz?
I feel a little more now that I feel really grateful to be still doing the gig, whereas back when I was 20, I really was like a little bit...
I deserve this.
Yeah.
I think we're a better band now. You know, we were probably a 2 out of 3 ain't bad band back then, you know what I mean?
You sound great.
And Pat, you were one of the early rockers to get into children's music. Is that correct?
I was, yes. I was. It's a thing now.
I see. Everyone's jumped on your bandwagon.
I know. I'll claim that one. I'll take that one.
But are you still sort of dabbling in that area?
Do you want me to have a plug?
Please give a plug.
Absolutely. Yes. Winter of the White Bear, which is a new children's book that I've done the soundtrack to. It's But it's a kind of co-production with the guy that I work with named Martin Chatterton. Yeah. It's trying to shine a light on slavery. It's a beautiful book, Winter of the White Bear.
There you go. It's a perfect place to plug on Kennedy Moore. We go right around the country. And we just love, you've played, honestly, one of my favourite songs of all time. You. I was miming the violins in here doing the strings.
Where were the violins? That's the bells and whistles we couldn't afford.
And Mickey, of course, has cowbell, which, you know, you just
Can I just say, I'm just finding this now because you mentioned you write for children. I received some lyrics that one of my boys, who's seven, Lenny, wrote today. Oh, can I read them out to you? This is for a song. This is for a song, and if you can turn this, these are lyrics for a song. Her song is called I Farted, It Tickled. I farted, it tickled, my butt made a pickle. It made another, but it was hot and it was bubbly, so I didn't do it again. Now, is there anything?
As you can see, like father, like son.
Yeah. Yeah. And John Lennon-y.
The apple hasn't fallen far from that tree. Do you think you could work with that?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a song
we're
in
there. Sure, sure. Of course, you guys are aware that Jane is in a band. What's the name of your band?
Highly Strung.
Jane? Highly Strung.
We have not played together for many years.
You're clear for most of those dates. Is there any? Have you worked out an undercard?
We've got an undercard. In the foyer.
Do you need
come
any,
down to the foyer and play next to the merchandise.
Are you any good at doing
thing?
Leather and Lace by Stevie Nicks? Do I know that song?
What were the influences of Highly Strung?
Oh, was it Neil Young. It was very Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Crosby, Stills, not young.
Not young.
Not young. Never cared for young.
We're keen for Highly Strung.
Yeah, you can.
Let's hook it up.
I play a bit of guitar still, so
do you know I love a bit of cowbell? I keep it here.
No, we don't.
I'm happy to help out any way I can.
Dave, can you please tell everybody where we can see?
Okay, so tomorrow night, new show at the Forum in Melbourne. That'll be the 15th. That's tomorrow. You can go Canberra on the 18th for our friends in Wollongong on Saturday. Then next Wednesday, oh, it's a sold out at the Hobart Odeon Theatre there. Then you've got Adelaide the 26th of October. Then Newcastle the 1st of November. Which
but before that, we've got Wollongong on the 31st, which is Halloween.
Oh, it is too. Sold out.
And then Newcastle on the 1st of November. And then?
Then you're going to
Horden Pavilion in Sydney.
Good Lord.
You know, like the back of your
Gold
hand.
Coast and Brisbane. Yeah, grinspoon.com.au.
What could go wrong?
Well, no. So much. Our bass player fell off stage on the first show and has sprained his ankle, hence he's hobbling around and has to play seated. Which
it's getting dangerous out there. Phil Collins fell off stage the other day.
Yeah.
Watch yourselves out there.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. That was just a fabulous performance. We loved hearing you live. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Kennedy Malloy.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
This is one of the greats. Trust me, what is coming up is just, you'll say I was there that day.
Really?
I heard this. I call bullshit, Jane. You say it's the best one you've ever collated?
How dare you say that? Because it's good, it's juicy, and I've got news about... I've got news about Miley Cyrus' ex now,
Hello.
Liam, and who he's dating.
We'll get there. Okay, I may or may not bring up a nude bar in Sydney.
You could bring that up, why don't you?
Adventure World, I might. Adventure World in Perth, the great state of WA, has gone bonkers and banned skimpy bikinis.
Well, there goes me going there.
That's right, yeah.
God, I can't 100%. Even wear my skimpy bikini.
They're going to march you out of that,
to Adventure World.
With
Frog
your tassels.
March me out.
What about
these protesters?
Yeah, we need to have a chat about where we are.
I think there's a line we have to draw.
Sure. On board, get the message.
Yeah, but we get it, but
you're kind of making dicks of yourselves. Yeah. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Monday nights are Have You Been Paying Attention nights, 8:30 on 10. And after embarrassingly missing this question on his last appearance...
This week, AC/DC fans mark the 40th anniversary of what?
Is it Highway to Hell?
Nick from Triple M will be embarrassed by you not getting that one.
This is too obvious. I thought it was a trick question. Ask me anything you want on Thin Lizzy.
Our own Mickey returns to tonight's Have You Been Paying Attention, and right now we welcome back the show's quizmaster, Tom Gleisner.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Janie. Hey, Mick.
Is that why it's been so long to get me back on? Was it the Triple M incident?
It adds up quite a few reasons.
We keep a ledger, but were you back tonight? So let's not bang on about it. You're on.
I'm back, but I feel like I've been given another chance or
a
lifeline.
I don't think there's been any major incidents.
Not
at all. Tom?
Not a one.
Was there
not
a discussion at board level or was it? What happened?
You're on.
Yes, right. You're on. Let's down. Just,
how do you turn that into a loser? You're on. It's a winner. It's a winner.
Who else is on just before we get it?
We've got Celia Pakwolas joining Ursula Carlson.
Pukowski.
Pang and Cavalier. So it's a big show.
Should be good. Big now, show. Before we get there, what do you? I know you like sport. You're taking up golf. Do you watch a lot on the telly?
Well, this is the thing. I think all guys have this thing where they love nothing better than sport on the TV. Even if they're not into that sport, they just like the fact it's on. It is our happy place. And I tend to leave the TV on. Now, Jane, would that drive you mad if the TV was just blaring out sport?
Well, welcome to my world.
Oh, okay, you are used to this.
I am used to
it. Well, the TV stays on. So, like, all this past weekend, our house has been filled with these soothing sounds. Four days of it, Janie.
You'll be pleased to know.
It's like whale songs for me.
It is, or encouraged that I'm the one that turns Bathurst.
You liked
on
a bit of Bathurst?
Or Formula One. I love watching.
4 days of hotted up cars driving around Mount Panorama. Yeah. And hey, I reckon Bathurst could do with its own celebrity race. But
I agree.
Hear me out. Strictly for celebrities who've lost their license in the past couple of years.
Oh, who would the lineup be?
You'd have Paulini on the starting grid. Warney. Delta and Julie Goodwin can come up.
Knowlesy's got to be Knowlesy's in there somewhere.
Yeah. Is the tennis player?
Oh,
Bernard Tomic said he's taken off.
Hey, you are onto a really
thank you
good thing there.
Put that great forward to next year.
And last man standing.
Absolutely.
And they have to go through a bottle-o.
Anyway, so
instead of pit stops, it's a bottle-o.
Anyway, so we've
fun
had.
Would you do it?
Oh, absolutely. I'd be. Mickey, would you qualify?
I would.
Done. And
drive a bus.
Yeah. In fact, if you know that it's happening next year, you've got 12 months to lose your license.
Just to get in it.
Just putting out there.
That's great incentive.
Thank you.
The cut.
Anyway, Bathurst is over, but summer is kind of just about to start, which means for the next few months, our house will be filled with sounds like this.
Oh! Edge through the slips, Gordon.
Endless hours. And you can tell from the sound of the crowd, that's Sheffield Shield.
But I know that that's many people's happy place.
That is.
It always, the cricket has to be on, the test has
it
to be on. And
rolls
people,
on.
Yes.
That would be fun to do, like just play crowd response.
And
you
out
have to get a guess what
which
the
match
sport
it is.
That's a golf clap.
That's
that's Sheffield Shield.
Well, Mickey, you mentioned it because the twin of your endless cricket and Sheffield Shield matches is, of course, this. And that golf clap reminds me of the sort of reaction Mick gets on having been paying attention. It's polite.
How very dare you.
See that sound that you just heard there? I was on the golf course with one of my good friends. I won't name him. Doc. Rob McGinnis. And he'd agreed to come and play golf, but he was supposed to be working.
Obvious.
And at the the phone's rung and his boss is going, where are you? He goes, I'm up in Shepparton delivering calves at the moment. At which point in the background you just hear that sound. Oh. Have you got it? Four! Nice. And that's me.
Done. Four. It is nothing like listening to day after day of men wearing pants that should never be seen in public in some Southeast Asian low-level invitational.
But I've always said this. I reckon it's an excuse for otherwise like insanely heterosexual men to get a little camp.
True.
Get a little camp.
Very colourful.
You can put on a net vest. You can wear a vest.
You can wear tartan.
You can wear tartan. You can tuck your pants into your socks.
Done.
If you want it.
And a jaunty hat.
You can wear a jaunty hat. Cap. Do what you like. Okay. And a glove.
You can do anything.
All right.
But when you leave the telly, the sporting channel on all night, eventually they run out of mainstream sports, and you end up hearing stuff like this. And I think I don't want to go into the room. I want to try and guess. And I figure that. Any thoughts?
Well, it's close to mixed art. I'm saying squash.
I reckon it's either table tennis or our sliding doors stuck. I think it might be. I think actually that might have been table tennis.
They still go to replays. They squeaky shoes too.
They never run out of sports, Janie. So that is the background. Right. That is the soundtrack.
Tom,
to
I told you. What I can say, I'm completely used to living my life like that, embrace it.
Found all that kind of horny. I'm going to go home and get on the couch. Hey, hang around. We're going to talk about having been paying attention in just a minute.
Yeah, Tom, tonight, 8:30 on 10 on the Win Network. Tom Gleisner's with us.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We had Grinspoon play in the last half hour, so the video's up at kennedymalloy.com.au. You can check that out. Tom Gleisner's with us right now. Have you been paying attention tonight, 8:30 on 10 and the Win Network?
Welcome back to the House of M's. When you've kicked off around here?
We were here back in the very late 80s, yep. Early 90s.
Oh, yeah. I did one of my first ever shows with you was back in the day on the early morning D Generation. Look at us now, still working together like old chums.
Except you used to phone it in back then. Often there'd be you would phone. Where's Mick today? He's got a phone.
We had this discussion last night. We were remembering a day I phoned in because I hadn't come home and I hadn't turned up for work.
Right.
And he had a phone and going, let us know if you've seen him. Mm. You said if you saw him last night. And I was in Sydney and people are going, I saw him. I nearly ran him over on Oxford Street. He stumbled out into the road at 3. He looked really drunk.
But that's what you want in your entertainment.
And then one of the calls, someone came in and said, I saw him in an underground car park. Mm. You rang up the owner of the car park and got blueprint floor plans to try and work out. Yes, you did. Did you really? Work out where I was and what I could possibly have been trying to achieve.
We thought you might have had a turn and you were lost. You were just drunk.
No, I was just drunk, as per usual. All stuff. What can we expect tonight? What are the big stories, do you think?
Oh, there's always a lot of royal news.
Can you give me a leg up? What should I be researching?
You know the Queen, we know her nickname that the security team use?
Corgi one.
That's not actually close. One of those words is correct.
Bloomers.
That's not correct.
Bloomers.
No. But a bit of royal news, as always. We've got a little bit of, always a bit of politics. We mix it up. We've got a bit of sport. And,
oh, that's where,
Who's hosting sport? Who's doing sport?
Well, we've got Olympia Valance, who's, she's in the Channel 10 series Playing
she's
for Keeps.
She's not doing sport.
Yes, Jane.
Is she?
What are you doing?
Because it's Playing for Keeps, because it's about football.
She's not happy.
I was going to say, did she know that when she was coming on the show?
She said she wanted to do showbiz. We said, sorry, sport it is. And so,
she took it well.
She's a professional. She'll step up.
I know
up the
she
plate.
Is. Right. She's pretty gorgeous too. That
she's,
girl.
She's. They keep getting guest quizmasters that are taller than me. Yeah. I'm not that short.
Now, have you been behaving yourself in that department? Can I say? Because I'm on there tonight. Yes. I don't want to see any
lascivious behaviour.
No. I have an electronic ankle bracelet.
I'm not sure that
bracelet.
You can say this to Tom.
What?
Yeah. I'm not sure that you can pull Tom up right. on lascivious behaviour.
I'm shipshape when I go on TV.
There'll be no ogling. There'll be no inappropriate behaviour for me. No, I'm a gentleman, and it's going to be very exciting. So, a couple of big guest quizmasters and the usual show.
Well, I can't wait.
And, Tom, can I just ask you a question?
Yes,
I know you're very busy, but do you have time to watch any sort of other television at all?
I'm not...
Do you get to download shows or...?
No, I'm a big Bachelorette fan, as you know, Jane.
And what did you think of the Bachelorette men?
They're a wonderful, extraordinary, diverse range of strippers.
who pulls a pin because you got to dress like a chicken?
Yeah, yeah. I know.
I think I speak for men everywhere when I say we've all dressed up as a chicken at some stage to get a route.
Haven't we? Did you go to the big upfronts, Channel 10?
No, we were because we're working putting together the show, but some bombshells there, the new MasterChef judges.
Yes.
Back. Lindsay Lohan's returning. She doesn't know that yet. But she is.
Have you heard Matt and them across the road at 7?
Well, two of the three we've heard have been spotted over at 7. So I'm
pretty
really
juicy.
And George is in a witness protection scheme. So he won't be showing up for a while. Thanks for swinging by.
And
you're awesome.
We'll see you tonight.
Slip me some answers.
After the Masked Singer, is that right?
Once the latest A-list celebrity steps out of the crustacean costume.
I'm going to ask you again. It's not... Can you confirm it's not you?
It is not me.
He can't sing. So
thank you, Jane.
Pardon me, Tom.
8:30 tonight on 10 and the Win Network.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Onlooker, a source close to industry, source insiders, our friends of associates, speculation, room eyewitnesses.
Nikki Webster's 7-year marriage over.
It's time to call Bull.
Here we go.
All right, Liam Hemsworth getting over the split from Miley Cyrus. Miley certainly does not lay low after she has split from...
Straight back on that pony.
Yep, and she's now going around with Cody Simpson. Do you know who Cody Simpson is?
No idea.
Okay, he's an Australian boy.
He's a Masked Singer?
Yes. Yes, I'm saying he is one of the Masked Singers. Wow. He's the robot.
Is he?
Yes, but I think they filmed this a long time ago. Now he's dating Miley Cyrus. Oh. He might be going, there's one thing I need to tell you about
him. Wasn't she dating a chick?
Yep, that's over.
And
that was Caitlin Carter.
And then didn't she go in hospital? She's gone to hospital.
Yes, she went to hospital.
To pash a hot nurse.
Maybe now. But now she is pashing Cody Simpson.
Right.
Liam, I go, wow, how do you keep your head? Well, I'll tell you how. He dates an Australian actress.
Are you questioning any of this or are you just engaging this as a...
I'm questioning it because...
I like it when you question it.
I question your idea by saying Liam and Isabel. Yes, it's true.
Isabel who?
I call bull.
Okay. So remember from Home
Hang on, it's
away,
true. You're saying it's true. It's not bullshit.
The magazines are saying...
What is wrong with you?
Tell the me magazines are saying that he's dating Isabel from Home and Away.
Isabel Lucas.
Yes. Oh. And they went out for lunch in Byron Bay, but I think she lives up there and I think they're just friends. I really know that he's actually dating Madison Brown, who's an Australian actress.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
Because TMZ reported it.
Well,
they're really on the money, trust me. And she's currently starring in the Dynasty reboot.
Okay, I just give up. I can't, okay. I can't follow you.
What? Well, how can you not follow that? She's playing
Who's
a role
she?
In
she
Dynasty.
Australian?
She's Australian and she modelled for years.
Has she kissed Miley?
No, she hasn't kissed Miley. She's currently kissing Liam. And I think, you know, there's a great match.
I like
the two of them.
Are you happy with that?
Do you know what I want to do? I want to get, who's Thor?
Chris.
Yep. I want Chris to, I want to have a party at Chris's house.
Sure. Well, no one's Who's going in that house.
No, I want a party there.
We should do it.
I want to go to a party there. Let's well, have one. Maybe I'll ask him if I can throw a party.
Let's do it. Like a housewarming.
I'll give him a call. Chris.
I don't think his wife would like that.
Maybe he's listening. Call now,
well,
Chris.
She
Elsa.
Can, she can work the bar.
Elsie Pataki. Is that her name?
Yes.
Okay, next.
Hey, what are you just moving on? There's still stuff to unpack there.
Not really.
Who?
I don't
Who's,
think so.
Hang on. No, but Liam, saying, Liam, Liam,
Liam's
good
not
on
dating.
Liam for getting back
and
on there.
And he's doing PDAs. You know what that is?
Public
display of affection.
Say, some in kind New of York. Degree at a uni.
Okay.
PDA, getting his PDA.
Yeah.
All right, I'm
getting his master's in PDA.
Yep.
Hang on, are we still going?
I'm moving on.
I want to get to the bottom. Now, is Liam acting out or has he found love?
Yeah, I think he's, you know what?
Is this the one?
He's just dating a chick.
Do you know what we should do? Have a party at Chris's house.
Chris's house,
Why
yeah.
can't you just go out and date people and you don't have to get married? You don't have to do anything. Okay, I'm moving on. Speaking of, you don't have to get married, but on the
Bachelorette. Could I have a party at Chris's house? Do you think, who knows? Who's going to contact her?
He might be listening through Gold 92.5 on the Gold Coast.
All right, next.
Chris, give us a call.
Maybe we could throw a Barty party. Maybe we could ask him if he's prepared to host a Barty party.
All right.
And we get Ash Barty
and we get
out there,
Vegemite there.
The Vegemite, the Barty
Great
mite.
Idea.
Why would you take Vegemite to a Barty party when there's Barty mite available? Okay, go on. Yeah.
Next.
Oh, wait, go.
I call bull.
Yes, what have you got? There's no real bullshit in that last one.
I'm trying to
that
get it out. This will be the third time I've gone, eh. Angie's $50,000 surgery secret.
What? Angie who?
Angie Kent.
Kent?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Who is the Bachelorette? Be very careful.
Kent.
I know. This magazine, New Idea, is claiming that she's had $50,000 worth of surgery
well,
to
I'd ask
go
for a
on.
Refund. I mean, it's hard
now.
To see where that's
No.
She went me on Gogglebox.
Did she?
Oh, I think so. I'm presuming so.
No, that was Dave Hughes.
Dave Hughes, that's right. Dave, just what's she called?
You
Dave
better get this
she
right.
She Dave Ugly.
Well, we don't have to go over old ground.
Have you got the grab?
Who's that?
No, we don't have the grab.
You know, it'd be good if Dave turned up in the house as a bachelor.
Well, her brother turned up, didn't he? This is the house where
weird.
The brother turned up to veto all the people.
Yeah,
and
weird.
I'm saying, I don't think Angie has had $50,000 worth of surgery. She's a naturally attractive girl.
Mm.
She's young. Only thing they asked her to do was remove her nose ring.
What do you mean?
Well, they said, I don't think the Bachelorette should have a nose ring.
Who asked for that?
The producers of the show. They want a fairy tale princess.
Well, why pick her and then say this is what we want you to do? What are they?
Welcome to TV,
Nick. It's all a bit Machiavellian, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh. Welcome to the magic of reality TV.
If I asked you to maybe spend a bit more attention on your presentation or...
Just try it, honestly. I might hit
Would you mind just being a bit more ladylike?
You don't have to laugh so maniacally, Dave.
It's ridiculous what he's saying. It's ridiculous.
Just make an effort.
You always come in.
I do. I always put on makeup for you. I always have mascara and red lips.
Brushed.
My hair's not always washed. Thank you, dry shampoo.
Always wear nice clothes.
What's a dry shampoo? How do you do it?
You just, it's brilliant. You just get dry shampoo and you put in your hair and you just go like that. And
what
then
do you
have to wash your hair for a week.
Is it shampoo from the bottle?
Did I say that out loud?
Is it shampoo?
It's not from a bottle.
What?
It's from a can. You don't know dry shampoo?
I've never heard of dry shampoo.
Oh, well, clearly I haven't.
What am I working with? Can you just say this?
I call bull.
Yeah, that's the end of the segment.
Let's have it's a ripper. Let's have let's investigate Chris Hemsworth.
Great idea.
Party
and dry shampoo.
For me, dry shampoo. What forms it come in? It's like talcum powder.
It's tinted. You can get one for you. There's grey tint. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, they're fighting words.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Okay, we need to get a couple of big stories that's come across my desk. Adventure World in Perth have banned the G-string bikini.
Oh, well, that's disappointing.
Too cheeky, they say it is. So, well, there goes my visits. You've lost my vote. It's called Adventure World. Live on the edge. What's wrong with I mean, it's a family. It's, you know, it's like a...
Well, it's a family environment.
It's like
these
a splash
days,
park.
But I say young girls now wear very revealing
good
bikinis
Lord.
Anyway.
Well,
you've just got to expect that.
Well, what do you want? Pop them in some knickerbockers. What do you
neck
do?
To knees.
What's
I don't know. I don't know why all of a sudden... Again, that'll be one of those annoying committees that
it'll
decide...
Be, Perth's got such a great beach culture. Like, you go, I feel overdressed in a restaurant when I wear long pants.
I understand. Mm. I think maybe what if it's when you're going down one of these slides that it's a bit...
You wedgie yourself. What?
Yeah, totally wedgie yourself. Maybe it's one of the reasons.
Tie yourself
the only
up
thing I could imagine.
Come on, Perth, loosen up, live on the edge.
While we're talking about bodies, in Sydney, on October 27, from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m, you can go to a restaurant in the nude. This is an event run in conjunction with the Young Nudists of Australia. Did you know there was such a group? Probably
you did.
I did
not, no.
The Young Nudists of Australia, it describes itself as an online community existing primarily on Facebook, which is frequented by young people aged 18 to 40 who are actively enjoying and sharing the
nude work.
Yeah.
I might go to that restaurant.
$30 a pop. It'll get you a drink of your choice.
Might take Matt Preston. Can he wear his cravat at least? Imagine if Matt Preston went to the nude restaurant. He'd have to be nude, but he's still allowed to wear his cravat.
That's awesome.
This is extraordinary. It's at the Stitch Bar in the CBD, and it's called...
Pass the pepper grinder. That's not a pepper grinder. Oi!
Yikes. Bottoms up, Sydney.
Wow,
So this is my problem. I sitting on a seat that someone else has sat in.
Oh, hygiene-wise. Yeah.
No.
I'm with you on that.
Wait, there's a hair in my soup.
Oh, my God. Listen, it's a non-sexual event, all right? It's just for people to sit around in the nude and just chow down on a good old pork fillet.
It'd be sad if you were there on your own, wouldn't it?
Hey. I'm suspecting there'll be a lot of blokes there on their own. Anyway, if you'd like to go, go to the Stitch Bar website.
Cool.
There you go.
It's all you can eat. It's got a buffet.
Yeah.
Can I approach a buffet?
I think that
can I from in a nude queue? What's the advantage of nude when you're eating? Oh, is it?
Is it?
Talk me through it.
Yeah. Well, haven't you played strip jack naked and sat around
not
with your
friends? Not since I was eight.
Is that just me?
I tell you what, there's a lot more thought will have to go into hiring the right staff.
There will be. Anyway, but each to his or her own.
There's a community for it, isn't there?
There is a community for
Maybe
it.
Maybe we should have a party there, a party party.
No, we don't want that.
We're
going
to have our end of year party there.
End of year breakup.
Yeah. At the nude.
Dave, you can't come.
Okay. And that's fair enough.
I don't want to come. I don't want to be there.
Why?
Why?
No, come on.
I'm not sitting in the nude around you.
Of course you'd be.
Can we talk about...
I'll be sitting at the head table like Jabba the Hutt.
You said it. Can we talk about...
What?
The Extinction Rebellion activists.
Okay, geez.
We understand your message.
They've exhausted them.
They just went on for too long.
Totally on board with the message. We get it. And you know what moves me when I see 100,000 people in a park on a day off and the pictures go all around the world and you go, Jesus.
Well, that's powerful.
This is serious stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a real groundswell. Three people super glued to a stop sign that ruins the day for, I don't want to sound like an old bastard here, but most of the people queued up in that queue are on your side.
They are. So,
you're not attacking
the wrong way to do
the
it.
Root cause, which is big companies who are polluting the world, or indeed is your alleged claim to be targeting governments, but you're not. You're making ordinary people just get the shits with you a bit.
Yeah. Can we talk
about... And it's getting increasingly ludicrous. What about the guy strapped to the top of a British Airways plane?
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's actually boring. This is my problem. It's boring.
So that ruins it for everyone. It's disruptive. And I think we've outgrown the notion of dancing around in
stopping
a rave.
City streets and stuff.
Yeah. Is there a rave?
It looks like a rave party. People just dancing in circles by themselves.
So you look like you're having a good time. Mm. And you're not saying, sorry we're annoying you. But what you're saying is we don't give a stuff what you think. We're having a party.
Mickey, can we talk about
this is the one.
Manly Beach protest.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Just please have a look at the pictures.
This is where, and wow. Again, what I'm saying, it's not that clever. So they've gone, literally, the message is stop sticking your head in the sand and ignoring the climate change issues.
Sure.
Okay? So there's a whole bunch of people who on the call of three, they dug a hole and then they put their heads in the sand, but their bums are sticking out. It's the most ridiculous picture I've ever seen in my life.
It's hilarious. Hey,
but it makes me laugh at them, and I want to be supporting people like that. But you joking?
And this is where I think they might be failing, because I'm 100% on board. Yeah. I'm 100% on board. I'm all for this.
I am too.
So if I'm annoyed with you and what you're doing, you're losing your core. You're losing your core.
Well, it feels like a cult. It feels like there's someone weird saying, completely embarrass yourselves. Yeah. And
we don't give a stuff about for people who are so altruistic, they really don't give a shit about other people.
No, actually, seems it's a bit selfish.
Or I'll put those photos on Twitter for you to see as well.
Oh, yeah. We'll have a good laugh.
At Kennedy Malloy. Right.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Holden, Colorado, now back with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4
range. That can't be true.
Wow.
7 years.
Jeez Louise. You won't need it, but it's nice to know it's there. I was watching Mount Panorama, wishing there was a race specifically for the Holden, Colorado. Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Like a curtain raiser or something. Where you get
should
to
be one.
Just imagine
for
them.
For utility.
Imagine them throwing their weight around the mountain.
It might be that we don't know about it. I would love to see that.
I'll tell you what, why don't we ask Brandon? He's our Colorado driver of the day. How are you, Brandon?
Yeah, not too bad yourself.
Right, you're a 22-year-old apprentice. You own a metal gun grey Colorado. You've jumped a gun, 22. You've already made it. Whoa. A 22-year-old behind the wheel of a Holden Colorado.
Not many people
how good's
do that.
Life, buddy?
Congratulations on doing that, Brent. You must be a hard-working apprentice, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's paid off in the end, so.
You're joking.
Mate, where's the furthest you've taken it on a trip?
Yeah, so I've taken it pretty much everywhere in Queensland. So I've been to Cape York.
York, that's the natural habitat of the Colorado.
Yeah, so it went like a dream, so I can't complain of it. So
there you go. So he's an apprentice, so he can take it to work. Mm. It's like his chariot.
Yeah.
His work chariot. And to and from, you keep the tools in the back, Brandon?
No, but, you know, I always put the bike in the back, so that counts.
Well, as long as you got something, you put whatever you want there. You put the Pope in the back.
But what you're saying is...
And he'd be right at home.
You use it for both. You use it for recreation
driving
and work. You drive
way,
to work.
And then weekends, you're off to the Cape. Mate, is it one of the great decisions you ever made?
It's probably the best decision
ever. Good for you, Brandon. We love
you're
hearing
Colorado
that.
You're Colorado-born. They breed them tough in Brisbane.
They do indeed.
You are on the team.
Thanks, Brandon, for talking to us because...
Holden, Colorado does it for me.
Yeah.
Brilliant
Every
to hear.
Time.
Thank you, Holden, nice Colorado. Holden. Hey, is that the end of the show already?
We're done, kids.
We're cooked.
We'll see you on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight, Mick?
Tonight, come on. I better go now.
After The Masked Singer on 10.
Lee could be Sales me too. To join us tomorrow, Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit holden.com for more details.